Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 8th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a penny and a quarter, 642 and a half. March wheat down 3 1/4 cents at 746 and a quarter, and Jan beans up 14 and a quarter cents at 1486 and a quarter. Beans were supported by the big sales this morning. 836,000 metric tons total going to, it looks like, China, all of it. And I think that helped support the market a little bit, though the talk is that they actually bought those beans last week on the break. Brazil's going to have a record corn crop, 125.8, it looks like. It's down 600,000 from last month, but 300,000 was added for last year's crop, so it's pretty much a wash. That's still a record crop out there. You know, we had the crude oil up a better part of $3 a barrel here on the news that the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, had a leak and that some of the oil was bleeding out into one of the rivers. So that's why the crude oil was higher and initially put all the grains higher. But it doesn't look like anybody's too concerned about it because the crude broke almost $4 a barrel off the highs. It closed down 55 cents, so nobody seems too concerned about that. Frankly, I'm surprised the beans acted as well as it did when the crude oil broke. The meal continues to lead this thing up here. It was up $7.40 a ton at $466.40. New contract high and high close. Oil was up 35 ticks, 61. 31. I've been thinking really for the last 3 days that spread had gone far enough, but I guess not quite yet. Maybe they're looking for a blow-off top, maybe tomorrow to end this thing, but I think meal is way overpriced here compared to where it should be. And I think bean oil is a little bit cheap, but you know, the market just continues. It's the third day in a row, so we made new highs, so it's hard to find fault with it. By chance, January beans were to close over $15, that would certainly be a positive close. That's 14 cents away. So if they could do that, that would certainly be helpful to the market. You know, all the analysts are talking about hot and dry in Argentina, but I've seen some rains there today. They're talking about this morning a tenth of an inch to a 0.8 inch, and it's still raining there. I've got rain all the next 4 days, and temperatures really coming down from mid-90s to 100, down to 78 to 84. So after this weekend, you know, if we come in Sunday night and they've had these rains and the temperatures have cracked, I think it's going to be hard for this market to hold whatever prices are made tomorrow. A bullish report or bearish report aside, I just don't think if we get good weather in Argentina that these markets are going to hold up, considering how good the Brazilian crop is. So that's really pretty much it. We'll see what the reports say in the morning. I'll give you the numbers again for the report. They're looking for a corn carryout of 1.24 billion bushels. That's up 59 million bushels from last month. Beans up 16 million at 236, and wheat up 7 million at 578. The world carryouts virtually unchanged except for the wheat. It's looking to be down 800,000 at 267 million metric tons. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.